The Stone Soup. Fiona was a fox who lived in her little lair. It was warm and cozy until one day there was a flood. Fiona was only able to save one cooking pot from her kitchen before she had to leave her den. She set out to find some food, and so she and her pot started on their journey. After traveling for days, Fiona was tired, but more importantly, she was extremely hungry. She could hear her stomach rumbling and tumbling. Although she was exhausted, little Fiona did not want to give up. She walked and walked until she saw an animal village at the entrance to a forest. When she entered the village, Fiona asked the villagers to give her some food.
"Go away," Bunny the Rabbit exclaimed.
"Find food for yourself," Mr. Bear said.
"We're closed," Ms. Squirrel shouted as she shut the door of her store.
Fiona sighed and headed for the river. What was she going to do? Then she thought of a plan. Fiona filled her pot with water, made a fire, and hung her pot above the flames. Then the little fox put a stone in the cooking pot. The other animals saw Fiona tending to her pot and became curious. Raccoon approached Fiona first.
"What are you cooking?" Raccoon asked.
"I'm making stone soup," Fiona replied.
"Stone soup? Never heard of it." Raccoon was confused.
"It's the most delicious soup in the whole world," Fiona said, eyes glittering.
"I'd be happy to share my soup with all the villagers. But to be able to do that, I need to have enough ingredients. Now I don't have enough of it."
Raccoon wanted to try the stone soup.
"I'll buy some berries."
"Thanks, but I'm going to need more ingredients to share my soup with you," Fiona sighed.
"Don't worry," Raccoon reassured her. "I'll bring you everything you need for your soup."
He ran to the other villagers, who were standing behind the tree as they looked on. Raccoon explained to the animals that Fiona was making stone soup, the most delicious soup in the world. But for the fox to share the soup with them, they had to bring her the ingredients. The other animals jumped to help. They all wanted to try the soup.
"I'll catch a fish," Mr. Bear declared.
"I'll bring acorns from my store," Ms. Squirrel said.
"I'll give Fiona a carrot and cabbage," Bunny the Rabbit suggested.
"And I'll pick up a few soft mushrooms," Old Beaver whispered. One by one, the animals brought the ingredients and put them in Fiona's pot. The soup began to bubble, and the forest was filled with scrumptious aroma. After hours of cooking, Fiona finally removed the stone from the cooking pot.
"The soup is ready," Fiona announced.
She poured the soup into bowls, sharing it with all the animals. The villagers were delighted with the delicious soup that the fox had cooked, and Fiona finally filled her belly. Even though Fiona tricked the villagers, she was not selfish, and she shared the food with everyone. The villagers decided that Fiona could stay in the village, and they appointed her as the chief chef. Since that day, Fiona has been preparing various stone dishes for all the animals. Whenever they asked her what the stone is for, Fiona winks and says, "The stone is the secret ingredient. It brings everything together."